Hey everyone, welcome to Sweet Seats Podcast. I'm Catherine.
And I'm Alana. Thanks for joining us for our fifth episode where we spotlight some of the sweetest talent in the Hershey area's sports scene.
Today we're excited to host Luke and Caleb Tinsley, standout swimmers for the Hershey High School swim team.
Luke is a three-time state qualifier, all-district medalist, high point winner for Hershey High School, and Atlas Award winner for swimming and diving.
Caleb is a three-time district qualifier in swimming. He is the co-president of the student council at Hershey High School and senior class vice president. Hi, Luke and Caleb. Thanks for joining us.
What's up?
Awesome to be here.
When did you both start swimming? Luke, can we start with you?
So we both started swimming around the same time. I think it's when we were six. So like 2 years after we moved to Hershey. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's when we started competitively swimming, which was, we started with like developmental swim lessons, just like not competitive, just like learning how to swim. And then Coach Jeff, who's one of the high school coaches, was like a lifeguard, and he would actually scout like the little kids to see who might be good enough to join like the actual developmental team. And so we basically got recruited, quote unquote, by Coach Jeff, and the rest is history. And Caleb got flipped into the pool by Coach Jeff once too, which was really funny. Yeah.
We saw that you both went to international meets in London to compete. Caleb, what was it like traveling overseas?
Awesome. So my brother and I were both British citizens because my father is from England. He's from the north near Blackpool. Basically, we go there to that London area a lot, like more than the average American, but it's still so surreal. I mean, obviously going to a different country is just a very intriguing experience. People there are awesome. And the meet was amazing. It was in the old Olympic Center where they hosted, I think, the 2016 Olympics. I can't remember if that's right.
2012 Olympics.
2012, okay. Off by 4 years. It's not bad. But it's really cool. Awesome venue. Huge pool. Then when you're at London, they have athletes from all over the world. So there was like bronze medalists in the Olympics. There was they had Arnold Kaminga, who's one of the best 200 breaststrokers in the world. It's just amazing talent. Tom Dean, the British Olympic team. It's amazing.
What got you both interested in the sport?
I guess I'll go first. I was originally just swimming to like survive, not drown, basically. And then we kind of got roped into it because of our parents a little bit, because they didn't know what like the competitive swim team really was. When mm-hmm. Coach Jeff was like, "Hey, you want to join this team?" And we're like, sure, that sounds fun. And then pretty much just stuck with it like for the next 11 years. So that's,
yeah,
I definitely enjoy it a lot. It's definitely great. But yeah, I don't know if anything's different for you or if that's...
Yeah, pretty much I'd say it was survival swimming for a while. And then when the COVID hit, we had to go to a different pool. We had to go to Keystone Aquatics, which was like 45 minutes away. And it was a huge commute, like there and back, plus 2 hour practice. I think that's when we really started like treating it as more than just a sport and almost as like a way of life, because you had to be dedicated to go out there, back, and during COVID, where like, you know, the hours were limited, like coaching was hard. It was a lot, but we stuck with it. So, I mean, that's got to mean something.
Yeah. Luke, what are the events in swim and what does each one mean?
So there's a lot of different events in swimming. There's four main strokes. So butterfly, breaststroke, backstroke, and freestyle. Those are like your four main strokes. And there's the different like denominations, so like 50, which is like the distance, 50 meter or yards, depending on what you're swimming. 50 yards, 50 meters, 100 yards, 100 meters. And it goes up to 200, 500. There's a lot of events. It kind of depends if you're doing meters or yards. But I'd say the most painful stroke is probably butterfly, but it's probably one of my favorite ones as well. Freestyle is like the bread and butter, like I'd say the most basic, like easiest stroke, like the one you'd start learning first. Then backstroke, which is basically like freestyle, but you're on your back. Mm-hmm. And then I'd say the most technical is breaststroke, because that definitely takes a lot of time and effort to like master to swim properly.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Caleb, what do you love most about swimming?
The team. I'd say a cliche answer, but it's 100% correct. The people, you'll never find a group of more dedicated and more suffering individuals in a sport. early mornings, like constantly, you know, getting wet, like limited pool decks, like it's just like, you know, no space, crammed together, hard sets, early mornings, late nights, like the people that you're with when you do the sport, they become your family. And I that's like super corny, but it's true, like 100%. Like the people on my team, on the boys team at least, especially, I think I can speak for all of us, we're like brothers. I mean, literally any of them could text me at 3 a.m. and I'd be like, yeah, I'll do whatever you need. Like just this morning, I was like following one of the kids on my team's like trucks to make sure he got to the gas station safely because his car ran out of gas like 2 days ago where he started his truck. But we all bond. And I think that if I didn't have the people on the team, I wouldn't enjoy the sport.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys have any hobbies outside of swim?
Movie making. We like to film movies. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's like we have a YouTube channel, Twinsley Studios. We're not looking for subscribers or anything. It's just like a place to put all of our videos. But we have that. I like to do a lot of music stuff, so like piano, guitar, bass, stuff like that. I think you. What do you do? What do you even do, bro? You write a lot. You like writing.
Yeah, so I write a lot. I write a lot of like essays, like on, you know, really gonna you know, make myself sound like a geek here. I write on like politics. On I submit like essays to various competitions. Poetry. I just submitted stuff for the Audroid Journal. I do stuff like that. Writing competitions. Scholastic. I won a little bit there. Yeah, I do a lot of stuff like that. But also filming, we both do that. And yes, the films we release are very creative, I would say, is the best way to put it. But they are our passion. Legos. And I'm not nearly as musically talented as this guy. He can play by ear and has perfect pitch, which is crazy. I cannot do that. But I can build a mean Lego Star Wars. So I have a Millennium Falcon. Pretty proud of that.
Luke, what does a typical week of practice look like for you?
Pain. Absolute pain. No, so 6 days a week, we do a two-hour session in the morning, and then 2 to 3 times a week, we'll do dry land and lifting. But my brother and I lift like a little bit more than everyone else, so we'll usually do 6 days a week. So basically swim and lift every day, but the lifting kind of varies. Like every other day, we'll do like heavier like bench press stuff. And the other days we'll do like abs and body weight. So we're not like overtraining our muscles and getting absolutely cooked. But yeah, pretty much just 6 days a week, swim and lift. Sometimes we'll come in on our own to the rec center to do like extra practices. But it's a lot of hours and a lot of grinding, but it's fun. So.
And then, sorry, not to talk too long, but the we have a week called Hell Week, which is, I'm not even joking, it's called Hell Week. Our coach prints out a paper that says, you know, how the Grinch stole Christmas break. And it's like, you know, either him overlaid on top of the Grinch or just like the Grinch. And it's during Christmas break, every day of that week, it's 2 2-hour sessions and then a hour weight session in between both of those. So you got morning, night. And I think last year we did 70,000 yards total. So it was like
your whole Christmas break is basically just waking up, swimming, and then resting for like 4 hours and then coming back and swimming again. Yeah. But it's great. A lot of good training there. So
yes.
Caleb, what is your favorite event?
Ooh. Oh, this is hard. I'm gonna go with probably the 200 IM. I think it's my favorite. It's either the 200 IM or the 400 IM. And 400 IM, I hate how painful it is, but the reason I like the IM is because you get to do every stroke. And I think that's like, I feel like the best swimmer, even if I'm not the best in those events, I feel like I'm the best swimmer when I'm doing all the strokes. Yeah.
Yeah. Luke, do you have any goals for next season and beyond?
Yes. Next season, I'll qualify for junior nationals, which are some insanely hard cuts because the point where I'm at is I've gone to some like pretty high level nationals meets, but there's like a massive jump because basically junior nationals is like the last thing I can basically qualify for. That's like a bigger meet other than like Olympic trials. So that's basically going to be my goal for the next year, I'd probably say. And then beyond in college, I'd like to make Olympic trials. I doubt I'll ever make it to the Olympics, but I'll try. But yeah, I'd say junior nationals is definitely what I'm going for next.
Mm-hmm.
Who was your guys' biggest influence when you first started?
For swimming, I would say probably Coach Donna, I think. I think that was our first time getting a real, like, for competition coach. She was our first competition coach. But even as early as Coach Kathy, who was our, I don't know if you guys know.
Oh, yeah, Coach Kathy, yeah, absolute legend.
Catherine.
Yeah, she was our first ever, like, coach who taught us how to swim, and she was an inspiration. But I think Coach Donna was really where we started, like, getting into that swimming mindset, and she was a huge encouragement. And obviously, now it's like our coaches, Coach Greg and Coach Jeff. But yeah.
Also, Vinny Tafuto.
Oh my gosh, yeah, Vinny Tafuto.
He was he gave us a lot of lessons back in the day, but he was a Hershey High School swimmer who was very fast back in, like, I don't know, like 2010, like, yeah, maybe a little later, like 2016 or whatever, like maybe like 10 years ago. But yeah, he helped us learn the strokes and stuff like that too, which is...
Caleb, what is the hardest race mentally and physically?
4 a.m.
yeah.
4 a.m. is the hardest race. So definitely the 400 IM, I think, or the 200 butterfly. 4 a.m. I'd say is probably the hardest mentally, just because it's also a really long distance. So for swimming, so when you approach it, you're like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe I'm going to have to do not only all the strokes, but also... for a long time. And that's also part of the reason why I enjoy it, is because by default there's less people who want to do it, so I'm like, oh, I could at least be better than some people. But yeah, I say that one honestly for me personally, because I don't like freestyle. The 500 free is probably one of the harder ones to get into that mindset, just because, again, it's a long race and it's all freestyle, which I'm not a big fan of. So yeah.
Luke, how would you describe the team dynamic? Do you have a strong bond with your teammates?
Yes, definitely have a very strong bond with all our teammates, because we basically all came into the sport the same way, through Coach Jeff, like, lifeguarding, or us doing the developmental swimming. So we've basically been together, like, every day since we were, like, 6 or 7. So definitely have really strong bonds. What's been 11 years now? I've known pretty much all of them for like my relay, which was me, Gavin Tran, Austin Fastrich, and then Caleb. We literally ran that relay like this year. Like, that relay has in some shape or form existed for like 11 years. So it's pretty crazy. So yeah, very strong bond with everyone for sure.
Do you both have any pre-meet practices or routines?
I can tell you, pre-meet practice. Four 150s, 100 free, 50 choice or backstroke, then 650s, drill swim, kick drill swim, either IM transition or IM board, depending on what you're swimming, and then 850s, anywhere between 4 to 850s of build fast easy.
That's the warm up, yeah.
That's me warm up. That's what you always do, and then
like using my massage gun makes my arms feel good. They're always sore from swimming. Like,
Caleb, what is your biggest strength as a swimmer?
I say resilience. Definitely not the most talented guy in the world, not gonna lie. I struggle a lot with, I think, body position and just like technique in general. But I apply myself a lot. Like, it's not like I don't listen. Anything that my coaches say, I try to apply, but it's just difficult for me. It's like, you know, math or science. Some things it comes easy to people, others it doesn't. But you know, I do my best I can. I don't give up. That's like my probably strongest thing.
Luke, how do you stay focused during tough moments?
I would say just like remembering that I trained for everything I'm facing. I know I've put in the work like throughout the year, because we train so incredibly hard that like if I'm like when I go up to the blocks, let's say I'm doing 4 a.m. like the hardest event. At first, I might be a little nervous or scared, but then I remember, oh, wait, I did 6 of these in practice. Like, I do these all the time. So, like, honestly, just, like, knowing that I've trained so incredibly hard that nothing can really, like, throw me off when I'm swimming. Because, like, everything we do in a meet, we train for. If we're doing a 2 free in the meet, we do, like, 20 of them in practice. So, yeah, just knowing that I've trained and that coaches have prepared me well probably is how I stay locked in at the meets.
Yeah. Do you both train better when you're working together or when you're pushing each other?
I stopped being able to push this guy about 8th grade, so I'm gonna say working together. I remember there was a time where I was faster than him when I was like 6. So I'm going to say that.
No, it was like when you were 12.
Oh, I was 12. Oh, yeah, yeah. I was 12. You're right. Give yourself some credit. But yeah, it basically, well, obviously I'm not 12 anymore. Shocker. So it's been a long stint where I think that competing against one another isn't as helpful for him as it is for me. So I think a big thing that we do is just train together. Like when we're on our own, lifting together, like obviously we can push each other in the weight room because that's like not as like, you know, so far apart in terms of skill level as the swimming is. But I think that, yeah, I think we both work together and push each other.
Caleb, what is something you've improved on recently that you're proud of?
Oh, okay. So recently I've been, so this last meet, that was just a few days ago, I was struggling to drop time any of my races because I just didn't feel like great in the water. It just happens sometimes, and you know, sometimes the taper doesn't hit, sometimes it's just you. But basically it was the last race of the entire meet, and my coach beforehand was like, hey, you know, like I know you've been adding and stuff in some of these races. He's like, but you know, if you just work on the pacing, I think you can do really well. And I actually ended up dropping, even though in the shorter, so I actually done the 100 breaststroke, and in that shorter event I added, but in the longer event where I, you know, logically should have added more because it's twice the distance, I actually dropped a second because I focused on pacing, didn't let myself get ahead of, like, didn't let my mind race, and I listened to my coach, and it all worked out. So proud of that.
Mm-hmm. Luke, what do you usually think about while swimming laps?
Well, swimming laps, oh, this is a great one. Either nothing, and then I mess up the interval, or I, like, miscount my laps. Singing songs that are stuck in my head just over and over again on repeat. Sometimes I'll sing the songs, but instead of the words, I'll use the number lap that I'm on to keep track of what lap I'm on. Because, like, you just get into the rhythm so quickly that you just forget where you are. But, and then obviously, like, my technique and, like, anything I'm trying to work on, like, underwater kicks or, like, fixing my turns, like stuff like that. I'll think about anything I want to improve on, but yeah.
What are each of your proudest swim accomplishments?
I'd say for me, definitely performing well in London and districts. I definitely don't do bad when it comes to swimming, but I think my most proud is swimming districts with a dislocated rib. So it was on the warm up districts. I was swimming, you know, my freestyle. And I had a really bad cough. I was just finishing up getting over the flu. And I ended up coughing all the cartilage in between my lower rib out. And because of that, when I was swimming freestyle, I stretched the wrong way. And it just popped out of place. So it was sticking like on my skin. You could see a big bulge. Not to be grotesque. I showed my coach, and he was like, I can't believe this happened 5 minutes before we're going to the meet. I'm like, yeah, me neither. It was the worst pain I've ever been in my entire life. And he's like, do you want to sit out? And I was like, no, I'm going to swim it again. And I was like, I'm going to swim it because I was stupid. So am I 2 a.m. I mean, I did horrific. I mean, it, honestly, for a broken rib or a dislocated rib, it wasn't that bad, but it was just a nightmare. Like every wall I was in pain, but I did it. I did well. And then afterwards they just like jammed my rib back in place. So that's good.
I would say my most proud is probably making the finals for states. I think that's my most proud. Mm.
Caleb, if your team had a walk-up song, what would yours be?
your music tastes better get exposed.
I'm Still Standing by Elton John. There you go. Or Taron Egerton, or however you pronounce his name. I like his version a little better.
Yeah, yeah.
Luke, if you could give advice to younger athletes just starting out, what would you say?
Eat your vegetables. No, I would probably say just work. I think hard work is honestly the best thing you can do. If you feel like you're not getting where you want to go in your sport, honestly, like putting in extra work. It doesn't work for everybody, but it definitely helped me. Like when I started doing extra practice on my own, like I just got a lot better at swimming. So I'd say just be like Michael Jordan or Kobe, the GOATs, like doing extra practices. If you do extra practices, extra hard work, then hopefully it will pay off. Most of the time it does. So I'd say working hard is the best thing you can do.
What gives you guys confidence in the pool?
I'd say my faith. I'm a pretty Christian guy. And I always remember that when I swim my race, you know, I'm swimming to give my efforts to God. And I think that's a big confidence booster, because regardless of the results that you get, you feel like you're still accomplishing something. And I think I am in that way. So I'd say that.
Nice. I would say that, and also like what I said earlier with working hard in practice, just like remembering that I've trained for everything, and that like no matter how painful this race is, it's not more painful than that 4 a.m. practice that we did on Saturday. So, yeah.
Caleb, how have your strokes improved from past years?
When I started out swimming backstroke my freshman year, I was only allowed to do 100 backstroke once, because I wasn't very good at the race. I did like a 106. And then just this last year, I tried to actually swim the backstroke. And, you know, my coach helped me with my form and my technique, especially with my arm placement. And I dropped down to a 54. So a huge time drop there. And that actually was my primary event going into districts. So I'd say for backstroke, did that. Fly, I just recently fix some of my breathing issues. A lot of times when I breathe, my head comes out of sync with my arms, and I'm not using like my head to lunge forward. And I think I've got that down. We'll find out at divisionals this week. Freestyle, lengthening the stroke, still working on that. And then breaststroke was just what I said this last time, was just pacing.
Luke, is there a specific stroke or technique you've worked hard to master?
I would say my breaststroke, probably, because a few years ago I was like decent at breaststroke but not the best, and I started just working on, like, I got advice from Gavin Tran, who's like the best breaststroke on our team by a country mile, and I just asked him, like, what do you do to like swim breaststroke, because like honestly I don't really know what I'm doing. And he said just to imagine that you're swimming butterfly and keep like that same body rhythm, because they're both like very similar strokes. And for some reason, just hearing that advice like helped me a bunch, and it just clicked for me, and I dropped like a bunch of time in breaststroke. So I'd say that's like something that I was working on a lot over the past few years or so, like 1 or 2 years.
What are your guys' favorite inside joke with the team?
I am so many. Let's see.
You are an inside joke.
Are we going or what?
Oh, God. There's a joke that says, are we going or what? So I'm one of those guys. I'm a stickler, right? I'm always the dude who's like, oh, the interval is this. And, like, I know when we're supposed to leave the wall. I don't think I've swam for 11 years. I've never really, maybe once or twice, ever really missed an interval or, like, left early. And this one time, I was very confident that I was leaving early because I was leading the lane, and I pushed off. I look up at the clock and I see, like, you know, the time. I was like, I think I'm doing the right thing. I think I'm leaving right. And I look around. I'm the only one in the entire pool, in the entire practice.
That's left the wall.
Everyone else on the wall.
They're staring
at me. And because I'm me and not, like, you know, humble as I should be, I was like, so are we going or what? And I like yelled that to the team, and they all started laughing their heads off because I was off by a full minute. Like, literally, we're on the wall for a minute.
They're all staring at me.
And now every time anybody does anything, they're like, if I'm in the room, they'll be like, oh, you know, we're going to go get breakfast after practice. And they're like, so are we going or what? And then I'll just get, it just like triggers me.
So are we going or what?
And it's, yeah, they've like warped my voice over the years. It's great. It's so great.
Caleb, if you had to choose the funniest person on your team, who would it be and why?
Cullen Smith. Full set. Cullen's really funny.
Who's the funniest?
Probably Bobby Dempsey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think in terms of, like, comedic moments, he's just hilarious. Just his demeanor. He's very easy to rage bait. Not going to lie. Like, you can say something and set him off, and he'll, like, get comedically enraged, and he's hilarious.
Luke, how do you hype each other up before a big meet?
Hype each other up. We did locker room speeches once, which was cool. So we'd like before a meet, we'd all go into the locker room and we'd give speeches, which is pretty fun. That's like one way. Also, just behind the blocks, getting ready for a relay, we'll just start screaming our heads off for no reason, which just seems to work. Or one of the kids on our team who graduated, Caleb Surface, would like sneak up behind people and then slap them on the shoulders as hard as he possibly could, and people would just like scream, and then just like that, like get them hyped up, like, like before the race, which is great. Also made me terrified, and every time he tried to do it, I just duck and like start running, which kind of wasted my energy. But you know, it's great. So definitely got my heart rate going, getting ready for the race. So, yeah, I'd say.
I was going to say jumping jacks.
Or jumping jacks, stuff like that.
Caleb, what do you think your role is on the team beyond just swimming?
So, my role on the team, I'd say, is probably a motivator. Last year, I believe, the seniors, like, they give out this sword. It's like a plastic sword, but it's signed by all the senior, like, leaders.
And going back to, like, 2002 or something like that.
So yes.
Over 20 years.
Over 20 years. Every year, people that the seniors who, like, are the captain or leader or whatever you want to call it, they, like, sign their name. And the boys team basically got a tradition of, like, giving it not necessarily to the captain, but to somebody they think serves as a role model for the team. And I was, like, extremely fortunate to get that. I was very shocked to get that, not going to lie. But I do think now that, after that event, thinking back at how I do, I interact with my teammates, I really enjoy encouraging them, making sure that they know that, like, I've been there. I've experienced it all. I've experienced all that, plateaus and working hard and not getting anything out of it. And I work one of the hardest on the team, if not the hardest, not to brag or, say anything like okay. that. But it's true. I really do apply myself where I can. And I don't see as a lot of results like a lot of kids do. And so I get it when I see kids sad after race, I don't understand why I'm not dropping. I'm like, I get it. And I think that's one of my biggest strengths is sympathy and empathy.
Luke, how do you bounce back from a loss or a mistake, and what motivates you to keep pushing yourself?
Every time I ever add or a race doesn't go my way, usually what I do is I just go back to practice and I just focus on what went wrong in that race and I just grind the heck out of that aspect. If my turn was terrible in my 50 free and that's what cost me the race, I'll just grind the turn as much as I can, make sure it doesn't happen again. It definitely inspires me to work as hard as possible. I kind of sometimes not things not going my way, because it definitely helps push me to work even harder to make a comeback, if you will. So that's probably what I'd say.
How has swimming shaped your relationship as brothers over time?
Gave us something to do together. Not joking. It's true. It's true.
Spend more time together.
Exactly. I think, was it Misery has the best company or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Where I,
Dash Sun Tzu. I don't know.
But I think that when you're put in a situation like something where you're pressed, you're competing, you're working hard, you're doing stuff together, it naturally fosters a relationship of camaraderie. So we obviously feel positive about each other because we rely on each other as a team. We need to score points together. I need him to do well. It's not those rivalries where you're hoping that they do bad because you want them to do well because it's your team. And I think that's just positive vibes all around. So
yeah.
Caleb, what is your favorite part of a meet?
Probably doing my actual race. Honestly, everything outside of that is pretty mid. Well, I guess...
But cheering for the relays.
I take that back. You know what? Cheering for the relays is my favorite part. Cheering for a relays or cheering for, someone's race where you know they've been working at that race for a while, I'm going to get a good time. That's... Even if they don't get a good time, cheering, I'd say, is probably the best part because you're actively supporting your team. But also, swimming is the best part. I don't like the warm-ups. I'll tell you what my least favorite part is, the meet
warming up. Oh, yeah.
So bad. There's just a million kids in one lane, and they're all, clambering over top of each other, and then the coaches, just dabble in and throw their kids into lanes that they're not supposed to be in. It's terrible.
Luke, how do you feel standing on the starting blocks right before the race starts?
I always try to stay as calm as possible when I'm going up for my race. Even if I have a good feeling oh, this is going to be a good race, I'm going to drop. I try not to get ahead of myself and just lock in, stay focused. When I'm up on those blocks, I'm pretty much just thinking about everything I need to do well in the race. Make sure I fix my turn if I did it bad last time. Or just, if there's nothing for me to fix, then just my mind's pretty much just blank. And I'm just ready to go pretty much.
What's something swim has taught you guys that applies to life outside of the sport?
Determination, resilience, I'd say.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who do sports that are less involved. They struggle, especially junior year in school, because the academics is such a grind.
Oh, time management.
Yep, time management.
That's good, yeah.
Just that idea of where you're going to be blocking off 2 or 3 hours of a day just to do work. That sounds like a huge task for a lot of people. Oh my gosh. But for us, it's Tuesday. So it's like, it's that mindset, I guess, of, you know, doing work for work's sake. And
consistent, yeah.
Yeah, consistently.
Caleb, does your team have any weird or fun traditions?
Oh, man. Weird or fun traditions? What do we... I feel like we have a bunch, but I'm, like, blanking.
I mean, we talked about the sword, the locker room speeches.
We just started that, and people liked it. That was fun. The team cheer, we have this really unique... cheer. It's
oh,
like,
yeah.
Ooh, sa, sa, sa. Ooh, sa, sa, sa. It's like,
hit him in the head with the big kibasa.
Put him in the barrel. Roam down the street. Hershey. Can't be beat. And it's like a really...
that turns some heads for sure. That
yeah,
cheer.
And you get louder. We do it before meets. And also on the bus, on the way back home, we all sing the alma mater, which is like the school anthem or whatever. But there, when you go around the bend, like you go around the second roundabout and you're exiting, you have to... try and say, the boys try and say boys rule between a certain part of the song, and the girls try and say girls rule, and who's ever louder wins. And that's just like a little competition between the two people. Yeah, there's other ones I'm sure, but I'm blanking on them right now. Yeah.
What is a moment that made you both realize how much you love the sport?
I just say seeing my teammates succeed, that's definitely fun. Like, one of my friends was, like, trying really hard to get a cut for the NCSA's Nationals meet. And every time he'd do the race, he'd always be so close. And it was, like, so... I was, like, so infuriated that he wasn't getting it. Like, I just really want him to get it. So at one of the meets at Bucknell University, he was doing the race. And I knew he was going to get it because he was doing his last stroke and he had, like, plenty of time. And when he got it, I was, like, so hyped because I knew that... he's going to get to come to the meet with me, which we only had me and Gavin Tran going. Those are the only two qualified. So to have Austin there as well was, like, super exciting. So I think just seeing other people get their goals definitely something that reminds me how awesome the sport is.
Now it's time for a quick sweet seat round. Do you guys have a favorite Hershey candy?
What would you say? I know you're more of a Reese's guy.
Yeah, I'm a Reese's guy or Almond Joy.
I'd say Kit Kat maybe. There's so many good ones, though. I like Rolos, too. And
oh,
I like,
yeah.
Rolos is a crazy pick.
I'd probably say
like
Kit Kat.
With those.
I like the Icebreakers stuff and Twizzlers. I like everything, pretty much.
Sugar, I'll eat it.
Sugar.
Pre-game hype songs.
Two songs.
I don't really listen to music.
Yeah, you can just get out your phone.
I don't really listen to music that much, like, before my races for some reason. Just mostly because I forget my
Hamilton
AirPods.
Hamilton soundtrack, not going to lie.
Oh, the Hamilton. Song. That's a good one.
Alexander Hamilton. Holy Ghost. God did. What's that stuff like? Some
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Hey,
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Shake It Off. Actually, huge shout out to Shake It Off. That's actually a peak song, I'm not gonna lie.
Do you guys have a dream vacation spot?
New Zealand, for me. That's where I've always wanted to go because of Lord of the Rings. That's where they filmed
it.
Oh,
yeah, I love that movie.
So, yeah, definitely want to go to New Zealand one day for sure.
Yeah, I'll go to New Zealand too. Honestly, I don't really have one that haven't been. Like, I really enjoyed maybe Scotland, but I enjoy America too, like maybe out west.
America,
yeah, I can't complain. It's huge. America's huge. Like, I think maybe somewhere in the Grand Canyon, like the Arizona, we went there once and it was stunning. Like Scottsdale, it was amazing. But yeah,
one word your teammates would use to describe each of you.
I describe Luke as rapid. So fast in the pool, but also like you're very energized, and also, yeah, like I'd say very quick witted too. There's always a Luke Tinsley quip coming if someone threw a shade at them, so I'd say that.
I would say inspiring. That's what I'd say for you. You're always hyping people up. Everyone looks up to you.
Okay.
You're like the dad of the swim team, or like like in a good way, like the father figure of the swim team.
Thank you.
What is your guys' most used emoji?
Yeah,
the skull emoji.
Yeah,
mine's the skull emoji.
Mine's the skull emoji followed by the heart emoji.
This was great. We learned so much about you both and the sport of swimming. We are so happy to have you guys on our podcast.
Huge thanks to Luke and Caleb Tinsley for being on today's show.
Don't forget to follow Sweet Seats Podcast and leave a review or comment on who you want to see next.
Catch you next time on Sweet Seats.
Yeah!